Members, please vote to signify your presence. The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Cowdery and French are excused. Please stand for the invocation by the pastor Mike Rose of the Juno Christian Center.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word declares, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We thank you that your glory fills the earth. God, thank you that your mercy toward us is new every morning. I pray that your kingdom would come, your will be done here as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray for your protection, wisdom, and direction for the Senate today, and that your blessing and care will be over each one and their families. Lord, may our state be blessed, may it prosper, and excel to fulfill its God-given purpose. We ask your blessing, protection, and direction over our governor as well today. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Senator Dyson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 21st and 22nd legislative days.
Good morning, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you, Madam President. It's always a pleasure to introduce this next guest who comes down every year with ConocoPhillips for their CAP program. It's Kathleen Plunkett. Many of you have seen her around. She's here on a yearly basis. She is a longtime former president of Russian Jack Community Council, one of the community councils in my district. She is a member of the Parks and Recreation Commission in Anchorage, very active community member. Anytime there's something going on in this part of my community, Russian Jack, Kathleen usually has her fingerprints on it. So would you please help me give a warm welcome to Kathleen Plunkett.
Brief it is, please.
Gallery that has great leadership qualities, was the president of the student body there, graduated, has an associate's degree, is president of the University of Alaska, pursuing management information services and mining and economics. His name is Eric Swanson, and I predict big things from Eric in the future, but please help me welcome Eric Swanson.
Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I want the members to know that we will be returning after the State of the Judiciary speech here to the Senate floor in good order to deal with today's calendar. So with that understanding, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess and meet in the House chamber for the purpose of a joint session to hear the Chief Justice's State of the Judiciary message.
Without objection, we're in recess. Senate will come back to order. Are there messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 4th, stating the House passed and is returning the following. CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 13, Resources. Amicus brief regarding the right to bear arms. The resolution has been referred for enrolling. I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 117, Workers' Comp, Disease Presumption, and recommended a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. New Indeterminate Fiscal Notes, signing do pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senator Davis. Signing do not pass, Senator Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senators Stevens, Hoffman. The bill has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee.
This time I'll also add a Finance Committee referral.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 122, Municipal Property Tax Exemption, New Indeterminate Fiscal Note. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson, Chair, Senator Stevens. Signing do pass, Senators Thomas, Kukesh. Signing do not pass, Senator Wagner. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 196, Prescription Database. and recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute and a Labor and Commerce letter of intent. New fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Ellis Chair, Senators Davis, Hoffman, Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senator Bundy. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 218, Child Safety Seats and Seat Belts. New fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Kukesh Chair, Senator Bulikowski. Signing no recommendation, Senators Wilkin, Olson. The bill has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee.
And we'll also add a finance referral to Senate Bill 218.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 231, Low-Income Housing, Homelessness, and recommends a HES committee substitute. Previous fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Davis Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Thomas, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 233, Teachers and Nurses Housing Loan Program. Previous zero fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Davis Chair, Senator Thomas. Signing no recommendation, Senator Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 236, Transportation Fund. Previous fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Kukesh Chair, Senator Wilkin. Signing no recommendation, Senator Wilkowski. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 11, supporting U.S. veterans health care. New zero fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Davis Chair, Senators Thomas, Dyson. The resolution has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 14, Budget Reserve Fund Vote Requirement, and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. New fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Stedman Chair, Senator Hoffman Co-Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Olson, Huggins, Thomas. Signing amend, Senator Elton. The bill has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Madam President, could we return to introduction of guests, please?
Yes, you can, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my pleasure to introduce a distinguished Alaskan. She's visiting us in the Senator Ziegler's Gallery. I'm very proud to claim her as a constituent of mine in Midtown Anchorage. She's here with some of her friends. She worked very hard last year and is working hard again this year on the Preserve Alaska's Past, Build Alaska's Future, the Jesse Lee Home Stabilization Project. I'm sure she'll be happy to bend our ears about that wonderful project. And I want to point out I'm in favor of that project. So please help us all. And I hope as a former member of the body, she'll make a comment and introduce her guests with her as well, because I've met them, but I didn't write their names down for this introduction. But please, Madam President, let's all join together to recognize a great Alaskan, former Senator Arla Sturgeluski.
As a former member of this body, you have the privilege of the floor. Thank you.
But thank you. And I would like to introduce Marie Lorenz from Seward, working on the Jesse Lee Home of Longtime Alaskan, and Paul Unfush from the Kotzebue region. And we've been working on this project. We won't say more. We'll try it and talk to you. Thank you for the privilege. And good luck, Melissa. We'll talk to you today. You do a great job.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you here. Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I also like to take this opportunity to introduce to you one of the guest pages today, happened to live in my district. Her name is Lisa Walker, and she's currently attending Beggins Middle School. She's an eighth grader. She's also on the honor roll, and she's very talented in music. She's a creative writer. She also hopes to become an investigative journalist and travel all around the world. Help me welcome Lisa Walker.
Are there further guests for introduction? Reports of special committees.
The Senate Special Committee on Education considered Senate Bill number 241, University Report, Teacher Training Retention, and recommends a Special Committee on Education committee substitute. New zero fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Stevens Chair, Senators Wilkin Davis. Signing no recommendation, Senators Olson Huggins. The bill has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. I have no further special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 208 by Senator Dyson, an act relating to sexual offenses.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 262 by Senator Elton, an act amending the boundaries of the Stan Price State Wildlife Sanctuary and relating to bear viewing in the sanctuary.
Resources, Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 151, Judiciary, an act requiring an indemnification, defense, and hold harmless provision in construction-related professional services contracts of state agencies, quasi-public agencies, municipalities, and political subdivisions.
SCS for Senate CS for House Bill 151 is before us. Is there debate? Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President. Just briefly, I will not give a House version introduction of it. I will give a Senate version. But just to explain, because I think this is a really important public policy that is being changed today, House Bill 151 changes public service contracts for all public agencies to allow for indemnification. And Madam President, this is a matter of fairness. What's happening today is more and more, as you know, in society, we're becoming litigious. You have cases that come before the court, and you will have a situation where fault is put into percentages, so say 25%, 75%. And what the current policy is right now is that local governments and some state agencies are indemnifying themselves. And so, for example, if they were 75% at fault in one of these cases, they simply indemnify themselves, pass on that responsibility to these small businesses who are entering into these design construction contracts. And so it's a matter of fairness, it's a matter of equity, and it's also a matter, I think, of raising up the integrity that goes into that process of design construction, to say that you will be held responsible for the decisions that you make that go into that. So currently, the law states that those contractors will be responsible, and what we're saying in this bill is that governments will not be allowed to simply indemnify themselves and say, we are not responsible for the decisions that we make as well. The other part that I think I want to put into this, just we deal with this as lawmakers a lot with the matter of insurance and small businesses trying to get insurance. It's a very difficult prospect as it is. This is one small measure right now. We have some design companies out there that cannot get insurance. So they are being forced into these contracts where they will indemnify the governments that they enter into these contracts with for their fault, and yet they can't get insurance to cover that. And you could see why an insurance company would say, surely we're not going to insure you for someone else's liability. So I would encourage all members to support House Bill 151. It's a matter of fairness and equity, and I think it supports our small businesses here in the state of Alaska.
Is there further debate? If not, we have before us SCS for CS for House Bill 151, Judiciary, in third reading. Members may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Secretary will tally the vote.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
And so SCS for CS for House Bill 151, Judiciary, has passed the Senate.
Citations. Honoring Clarice Siren.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, today's citation will be adopted. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on members' desk be taken up at this time as a special order of business.
There being no objection, of course.
Madam President, I move the citation, special order citation.
Without objection. The special order citation is adopted. Is there unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Davis.
Madam President, I'd like to co-sponsor Senate Bill 230, which is the Film Office Film Production Bill, and also Senate Bill 196, Prescription Database.
That's a wonderful bill. Yes. anyway, without objection. Senator Dyson, which one do you want on? Both of them. Senator Dyson wants on Senate Bill 230 and 196. Senator Stevens the same. 196. Thank you. Without objection, you will be shown as co-sponsors. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday, February 8th.
We are adjourned.